parshan also. Pasuk says, "V'isha kodesha lo yiyu isha sher yiten the kohen lo yiyeh." That which you give to the kohen will be for him. Now, I'm not saying it's the pshat of the pasuk, but it's a very interesting way of phrasing it, leaving for a beautiful drash. That which you give to the kohen will be for you, essentially. In other words, what you give to the kohen, that's yours. Not what you don't give to the kohen. This is Chazal's way of saying, you know, your tzedakah, your mitzvos, that's what you have, not what you think you have, which is what you, all the money I didn't give to tzedakah I have, all the money I give to tzedakah I don't have, the opposite. The money I give to tzedakah, that's what I have. Okay, it leads to a beautiful drasha. And the Chafetz Chaim, you know, says, everybody, everything you did, that's what you're taking with you to Olam Haba. Not anything that the Yetzer Hara and all those are with him are getting you to think that's what you have. All that is only with you temporarily. You can't take it with you, as the phrase says. And realize you're going to part with all your money when you reach Mea Vasserim. What you're taking with you to Olam Haba is your mitzvos. And the Midrash actually has a nice mashal on this topic. It says, imagine a person has three friends. One he really loves, one he sort of loves, one he associates with. So, and all of a sudden he's summoned to the king. And I guess, you know, without typical trial by jury, and what the king says goes. So what are you going to do? You know, the workers, the king sends people, you're subpoenaed to the king, you're summoned. So what are you going to do? So he goes to his three friends, he wants them to go to the king first, say nice things about him. Because just in case, somebody was malshin on him to the king, he did something wrong, he doesn't want to see, he wants somebody, you know, to go serve as character witnesses. So first he goes to the friend he loves the most. And he says, hey, can you go to the king first? And he says, nope, not going at all. Sorry. Okay, the friend he loves a little bit less. So he says to him, will you go to the king? He says, I'll go with you to the king. I'm not going in there. I'm not going to go talk. And the third friend, the one who he didn't really consider very important, he says, you know, I'll go and I'll talk to the king. I'll tell him, you know, what, you know, that you're good. So that was the mushel. And in the end of the mushel, that third one, went in and was able to convince the king that he was a good person and he saved him. So what's the nimshal? So the nimshal in this medrash is the first one, the friend he loved the most, was his money. And the money you can't count on. You're dying, you don't take it with you. So it's not going to help you before the king, the ultimate king, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The second one is your family. They do escort you to the grave. Shad Hashem, you know, everything normal. So they'll be the ones to escort you to the grave. But at that point, they part ways. They're not going with you to plead your case. Who is the third friend who goes in and tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu or the king in the mashal whether you're good or bad? Those are your Ma'asim Tovim and your Tshuva. They go with you, they follow you, they're the ones who go in and say, hey, he's very good. And that's the only thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept bribes and other gifts. The only thing that's going to save you from the din of the Torah is your tshuva and Ma'asim Tovim. That's the Medrash. So the Chafetz Chaim says, the things that you love the most should be those which are, you know, are going to be your quote-unquote lawyers in Olam Haba. What's going to be your lawyers in Olam Haba? Only your Torah and your mitzvahs. You shouldn't be fooled by all the money that we think we love in this world. That doesn't go with us. That won't help us in the Olam HaEmes. So that's in the Chafetz Chaim. In the footnotes, he has a very famous mashal. I say very famous, not because it was always attributed to the Chafetz Chaim, but when I was in camps and all sorts of schools and plays and were in Pu'lot in camp, and NTSY and Bnei Akiva activities, we're done with this mashal. So maybe you'll be familiar with it, maybe not. It's known as the chicken fat story. What's the chicken fat story? Chicken fat story is this guy had to leave home in order to go earn a living to support his family. So he's going to go for whatever amount of time, a year, 2 years, a few years, make enough money, probably send some money back home, hopefully, but if not, just come back with a lot of money, be able to support his family, his community, whatever else. So he goes to business, he goes to some far-off country in the Chafetz Chaim, it's Africa, somewhere in Africa, and he goes there. And he's looking for, jewelry, gems, diamonds. What's he looking for? And he, to the shock of his life, diamonds and gems and money are really cheap. Really cheap. People are like just giving it away. And where they are there, the currency is chicken fat. Gewalt. Chicken fat is so expensive, and you have to work really hard in order to get chicken fat. So even though he was coming in order to try and get as many of the gems and rubies, which are really cheap there, and bring them back, he gets swayed by everybody else. Everybody else is trying to acquire and accumulate and save up as much chicken fat as possible, and so he does that too. And eventually, when the time to come home, so he stores up all this chicken fat as a nice warehouse, boatloads, cruise ship full of chicken fat. And he comes home, and of course, by the time he gets home, most of it's spoiled and stinky, and it's really worthless. The only thing that saved him was right before he left, some guy, a merchant, tried to sell him a few jewels for a few pennies to give his wife as a gift when he gets there, even though those were so worthless. So he comes home, and he has all this worthless chicken fat. The only thing he has is he happened to have bought one nice piece of jewelry for his wife. And turns out that they were able to live for a while, at least on a little piece of jewelry. You know, they didn't come home empty-handed. But all the chicken fat was certainly for naught and worthless. And as ridiculous as it sounds to you, a person coming and relying on chicken fat, that's what it was. It was worthless and useless. Says the Chafetz Chaim, that's the mashal. The nimshal is us in this world. The hair of the money, on the other hand, in the mashal, the money and the jewelry are in the nimshal, the mitzvahs, in the Torah. As in, we're here in this world and everybody's trying to convince us that money is what we're supposed to be going for, not mitzvahs. We're supposed to try and accumulate as much wealth as possible. Enjoy yourself. Have these delicious, cruises and fast cars and every other luxury that we want in life. And that's what life's about, trying to get the most and have the biggest, best, and fastest. And, Torah and Mitzvos should, if they're important at all, play second fiddle to that. And we're supposed to realize that, no, they're busy trying to convince you chicken fat is what's important. You're supposed to be getting the gems, the pearls, the diamonds, which are Torah mitzvahs. That was the Chafetz Chaim's mashal, and I see you shaking your head. Sounds like you've heard that mashal before in some context. And that's what this parsha is about. Ish asher yitein lekohen lo yeh. What is it that you will have? Lo yeh. What will be for him? That which he gave to the kohen. That is the truma, the meiser, the tzedakah, the mitzvah that you did. That's what lo yeh. That's what you will be able to take with you to the next world. You'll take with you to the grave. Will be melitz for you for a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the next world. And a very appropriate message this week. We have Shavuos. So let us remember what Shavuos is about. Matan Torah. Matan Torah. We got the Torah mitzvahs. This is what the Hashem is saying. Here's the. I made the world. Here's the blueprint. What are you supposed to do in this world? You're supposed to be acquiring the Torah and mitzvos. You're not supposed to be acquiring the chicken fat.